probably should have something.
الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. These verses are from Surah Yunus, and they talk about some of the qualities of the Quran, where it says, O mankind, there has come to you an exhortation from your Lord, and healing for what's in the breasts, and a guidance, and a mercy for believers. Say, in the bounty of Allah and His mercy, in that let them rejoice. It is better than what they amass. If we look carefully on these verses of the Quran, there are two very interesting things to notice here. First of all, it opens up by saying, O mankind. So it's addressing the whole of mankind. It's not addressing Muslims only, which is a clear indication that the Quran is for the whole of mankind. And then it highlights four of the qualities of the Quran: maw'idha, exhortation; shifa'un lima fi sudur, healing for what's in the breasts; wahuda, and a guidance; and the rahmah, which is mercy. So let's just examine these one at a time. So the Quran is a maw'izah, which is translated as an exhortation from Allah. People are living in ignorance. They are blindfolded and are being led towards their doom. They are oblivious of their predicament. Thus the Quran is an exhortation and an admonition to warn them of imminent danger. In other verses in the Quran, Allah gives us additional qualities of the Quran, where He says, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدَى وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Here is a plain statement to people. To people. It keeps repeating the same thing. It's not to Muslims, it's not to believers, it's to people as a whole. A guidance and exhortation to those who fear Allah. Taking these verses into account, it's evident that the Quran is a clear statement, a declaration, with convincing proofs regarding basic beliefs. Thus, it should guide all humanity towards the right path. The second quality in these ayat is when it says that the Quran is a healing of the hearts, shifa'un lima fi sudur. The Quran is a healing of diseases of the hearts. So what are the diseases of the hearts? According to Quranic terminology, the heart is not the pump that pumps the blood and for the circulation, but it stands for the whole human personality, a person's emotions, motivation, and his entire personality. This is well illustrated by many verses in the Quran, where, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, it says, "Fi qulubihim maradun," in their hearts is a disease. And in Surah Al-Hajj, it says, "فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ." Truly, it is not their eyes that are blinded, but their hearts which are in their breasts. In Surah Ash-Shura, it says, "إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ." But only he who brings to Allah a sound heart. So, what are these diseases of the heart that the Quran speaks about? They are hypocrisy, envy, jealousy, pride, evil desires, corrupt motivations, and such like things. But how does the Quran cure these diseases, as indicated in these ayat? It's by inculcating taqwa. Taqwa is best translated as being God consciousness or God awareness, and accountability on the day of judgment. The third property in these ayat, where it describes the Quran as a book of guidance, it enlightens human beings and provides them with inner insight and leads them to the right path. In Surah Muhammad, the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. But to those who receive guidance, He increases the light of guidance and bestows on them their piety and restraint from evil. Finally, the fourth quality in these ayat is Ar-Rahmah. One of the most manifest qualities of Allah, and this is mercy. His mercy engulfs everything. The revelation of the Holy Quran is the utmost of mercy. Where in Surah Ar-Rahman, it says, Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Quran. So God describes Himself as the merciful, the most merciful. It is He who has taught the Quran, indicating that the Quran is a great mercy. That is, it is the mercy of the Quran that is saving humanity from the abyss of ignorance and leading them to the light of darkness. As there is no greater blessing than Al-Quran, Allah has decreed the month in which the Quran was revealed as the month of the blessing, and that is the month of Ramadan, and the night in which the revelation began as the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, and the night of blessing, Laylatul Mubaraka. Fasting is ordained in this month. So in this way, the month of Ramadan is actually a celebration of the descent of Allah's mercy and guidance on us. In Surah Al-Baqarah, God says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guidance to mankind, also clear signs for guidance and criterion. So every one of you who is present during this month should fast. And it also says about Laylatul Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we have revealed it, that is the Quran, in the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And it also says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Indeed, we sent it down during a blessed night, for we wish to warn against evil. In order to receive the guidance, one needs preparation. So, a gardener who wants to sow plants starts by preparing the soil before sowing them. And only through this preparation will the soil germinate and prosper. Along the same lines, if we want to prepare ourselves for receiving the guidance, we need to prepare our souls. And this is done through fasting. The other reason why we have to fast, because fasting creates taqwa, or God consciousness, which makes hearts more receptive to guidance. And just as we know that there are seasons for specific times for cultivation and planting of shrubs and trees, along the same lines, it's the same in the spiritual world. There are specific times and places which are set aside for cultivating souls and for concentrating on spiritual development. Thus we observe, for example, the Jum'ah prayers on a certain specific day. Hajj is performed in a specific month on prescribed dates. The night of Laylatul Qadr is decreed to be better than 1,000 months in its blessedness. The blessed month of Ramadan is with us. It's going to be here very soon. So we should be preparing ourselves to receive the guidance and to receive the mercy of Allah. This can be achieved by reading the Holy Quran. reciting its words, studying in a more scholarly way. We recite the Holy Quran sadly often without any real understanding. For us, recitation or tilawa is mere reading without using the faculties of our hearts and minds. We have to enter the Quran in the appropriate manner. Tilawa or recitation of the Quran is to follow, not just to read, and to abide closely with and go in pursuit of, to take it as a guide and to accept its authority. So when we read, we should try to understand, follow, and more importantly, act upon its guidance. Thus, tilawa involves both soul, heart, mind, tongue, and body. This is very well illustrated in the Quran, where in Surah Al-Anfal, God says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. For believers are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts quack. And when His verses are recited to them, their faith grows. And who put their trust in the Lord. Also in Surah Al-Zumr, the Quran says, الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها متاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Allah has revealed the best discourse in the form of a book consistent with itself, oft repeating, whereat shiver the skin of those who fear their Lord when their skins and hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah. So the verse from Surah Yunus, which we started the khutbah with, is addressed to the whole of mankind, not just to Muslims. This clearly means that the message needs to be transmitted to everyone, so that all human beings throughout the ages can benefit from it. Just let me remind you, the verse starts by addressing the people, Ya Ayyuhan Nas. So we have a job as people of Islam, as people who have received the Quran, to spread the word of God, especially during this month of Ramadan. Let us pray that Allah may help us in disseminating the message of the Holy Quran. Amen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والسراج المنير أما بعد. So we've established that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran, and we should try to prepare ourselves for accepting this month, and we should try to prepare ourselves to make the maximum use of this month, particularly with regards to the recitation and the reading of the Quran. I'd just like to remind you of a couple of ahadith sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which might encourage us to do that. Where an Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها ولا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad says that when somebody recites one letter of the Holy Quran, he will get one good deed in recompense, and this one recompense will be equal to 10 good deeds. I do not say that ألف لام ميم is a letter, but Aleph is one letter, Lam is one letter, Mim is one letter. So it is equal to 3 letters. So every letter is equal to 10 hasanat. During the month of Ramadan, the hasanat are multiplied. So every single letter of the Quran is worth God knows how many hasanat, but it could be 700 or more. So can you imagine when you read one page of the Quran, how many hasanat you get. And if you read the whole Quran, how many you will get. In another hadith, narrated by Ibn Abbas, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب. In this hadith, the Prophet says, one whose heart does not contain anything from the Quran is like a deserted house. Now, who wants his heart to be like a deserted house? None of us, I'm sure. So it's important to try and learn as much of the Quran as you can, even if it's only a few verses. And what better time to start doing that than through the month of Ramadan? Finally, because we're running out of time, I'll just end up with one final hadith. عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص he said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها. The hadith says that the reader of the Quran will be called upon on the day of judgment and says start reading the holy Quran and ascend to higher stages in heaven and recite slowly, as you had been reciting in the world. As they abode will be where the last verse of thy recitation will end. This means that for every ayah that we know of the Quran, it is going to raise us a little bit in heaven. So, can you imagine, because heaven is full of levels, can you imagine how high you can go if you know the whole Quran? I hope that we can all try to learn as much as possible and read as much as possible. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا وأطلق به ألسنتنا واجعلنا نتلوه كما تحب وترضى وكما يرضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.